the divine enlightenment. The power is in your hands. In today's episode, we'll be continuing our series on the art of living in the now. Today's topic is scaling. Let your inner peace spread. Let go of your relationships, your body image, your personal ambitions and goals. From inner peace comes real confidence. Scale from confidence to competence and back to confidence again. Before we get into today's topic of the art of living in the now, scaling, we're going to take a moment and we're going to take 4 deep breaths. We're going to inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouth. And 2 more. And 1 more. Now we're just going to take a moment and we're going to look into the sky. We're going to look around us. We're going to look and see what's beneath our feet. We're going to take this moment just to observe our surroundings. With regards to scaling, in the beginning, making progress achieving inner peace may seem like an uphill climb. This is perfectly natural. After all, you're working against your habits. This is not how your mind is normally set up. As I have mentioned in previous podcasts, everything in your life is a choice. As unhealthy as your current thinking patterns may be, at the end of the day, you choose them at the same earlier point in time that you chose them before. Now that you have adopted the practice described in these previous podcasts, you are deprogramming yourself. You're taking the power back in your hands. Don't expect a lot on day 1 or even day 100. Just take it one day at a time. Eventually, as you get used to it, things will start to improve. Things get easier and easier over time. Eventually, you will be able to achieve a deep sense of inner peace. At first, this inner peace is something that you experience when you are consciously practicing mindfulness. This means you've scheduled a certain amount of time at a specific place. When you do it, however, once it becomes second nature to you and you know the steps, you take back your life. You put the power back in your hands. You can then let inner peace spread to the other areas of your life. Please understand that this skill that you've learned through these podcasts is managing your thoughts can apply across the boards. You can apply it to your relationships, your body image, your personal ambitions, your goals, and everything else in your life. Are you living your life with integrity? Once you have achieved a tremendous amount of peace and focus, thanks to the art of learning how to be quiet, you can start to live with integrity. You know what your grand objective are. Everything must line up. It has to. Otherwise, you're not living a full life of integrity. The good news is when everything lines up, every day is an adventure. Every day is full of great promise. Every day can lead to happiness and joy. Please note that happiness and joy are something that you enjoy in the distant future or after you achieve certain things. No, you enjoy them in the here and now, right now. Your inner peace comes from real confidence because everything lines up. Everything has meaning. Everything has purpose. You have taken the power back into your hands. Create an upward spiral. When you work for confidence, you become more competent. This is obvious. Why? Well, when you're confident, you try a lot more things. You try a lot harder. When you try a lot more things, sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed. But sooner or later, you learn how to succeed more than you fail. This leads to greater competence, because now you're able to do things the right way. So you succeed more often, which then makes you feel more confident. You're able to try out more and experience more, which leads to even greater levels of competence. It leads to greater levels of confidence, and on it goes. By taking the power back in your hands, by breathing, getting real, getting quiet, and refocusing, it helps you to scale to the person that you are today, to achieve the success that you have and that you deserve, and by taking the power back and putting it in your hands. Are you a subscriber to my podcast? If not, I want to encourage you to do that today. I don't want you to miss any episodes. That wouldn't be a good idea. If you have any comments or suggestions for the show's topic, just drop me a line at rose@thedivineenlightenment.com. Don't forget to check out my website, thedivineenlightenment.com, to get your free ebook, Think and Aim Big, Achieve Success Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. There's some even bonus topics in there for you. While you are feeling the love, I would be so grateful if you left me a review on your podcast hosting site. This will help other listeners to find me. Next week's topic will be about overstressed, overwrought, overdue, maybe even fear. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, the Divine Enlightenment airs on Sunday morning. Remember, the power is in your hands to live in the moment.